Welcome to Disney A, the Canadian-themed Disney travel podcast. We're your hosts. I'm Krista.
And I'm Brandon.
This week, we are chatting about summertime Disney movies.
Well, it's finally July, so that seems like a good theme for an episode in July.
Yeah, we're very seasonal here.
Yeah.
Apparently. Before we get to that, though, Brandon, what's your current nerd thing that you kind of been into this last week?
Well, I'm going back to the old World of Warcraft. A new patch came out this week, and I've been playing that. So, very nerdy
that
this week.
That is super nerdy, actually. Yeah.
Yeah, it's probably the most nerdy thing I do, other than, you know, do a podcast, I guess.
You do a lot of nerdy things, let's just be upfront.
Go
here.
Frodo!
Exactly.
How about you?
So, I've got two. I updated my dream address on Animal Crossing today.
We're going to have to, like, institute a once-a-month Animal Crossing nerd thing for you.
Okay,
new,
but
new
here's...
Rule. Yeah.
So, here's the thing. I have had, like, some changes to my island, been halfway underway since, for, like, months. But school's out now, so I've updated it. And my Nemos. So... On Monday, that was a very loud sigh.
That's called a stage sigh.
Oh. Yeah. On Monday, I went to our nearest Disney store, which is still like a couple hours away.
That's probably closing soon. I think they're all
closing.
Yeah,
I think they're
in
all
Canada.
Closing. I don't know. Disney, you got to figure something out for Canada because we don't have our own Shop Disney. It's not like the UK or anything like that. Like, we have to go through the States and... Duty and exchange rate and everything is insane.
You said duty.
Oh my goodness. Well, it is crazy. And
yeah, it is. No, it's terrible.
We have the Disney stores.
We
and
we cannot shop online
we
for
can't,
Disney stuff.
And it's few and far between, and now we hear they're closing. So anyway, I went to this one because I really wanted the Tigger Nuimo because I didn't get it when I got the rest of the 100 Acre Wood friends, and then while I was there, I bought two other Nuimos.
Oops.
I also bought Donald and Daisy. So I now have
They are
six.
Pretty cute.
They're so cute.
That's a lot of new emos, though.
It is. But so I went to buy Tigger and some outfits. And then I wandered around the mall for a bit. It was like, you know, if they are closing, if I don't get Donald and Daisy now, I probably never will. And that seems dumb.
You should talk about what else you got at the Disney store after our episode last week, what we were talking about.
I think the Disney store heard our thoughts or something. It was out in the universe because we went on a bit of a rant, mostly
I did. I went on a little mini rant.
About how superfluous the key collection is.
We
understand people collecting things, and I'm sure you can see where this is going. They had a deal where if you spent a certain amount of money, which of course I did, you got to pick one of three keys. Collection sets things. And so the first time I went, when I bought Tigger and the outfits, I spent that amount of money. And so they're like, oh, and here. And they were keys. And I tried really hard not to laugh in the store. So I officially had keys. And I thought that was hilarious. And then I went back and bought Donald and Daisy. And then I got another set of keys. So we now have keys.
Yeah. And for free, they're kind of cool.
They're free. You got
the Disney Studios key set.
Yes.
So Disney Animation, Pixar, Marvel, and Lucasfilm.
Yes.
That was your first choice.
That was my first one, and that was good. And then the second one came around, and I don't know. I'm kind of like kicking myself a little bit for this one because I ended up getting the Mickey Mouse collection. It was a set of three, and I was like,
Mickey Mouse through the years, basically. Yeah.
And I was like, oh, that's kind of cool. I mean, for people who aren't going to start collecting keys, they're very they're kind of generic, and that'll
very very classic.
Yeah, that'll be it for our key collection. But the other option was a single key, which was the Black Widow one, and then I
which is cool, but it was only one.
And since we're not going to start collecting, like, not going to get a Loki one, and we're not going to get, I don't know if there's a Loki one, but we're not going to get any of the other ones, so I don't know. So now we have keys.
If there was a Loki one, it should be like an imaginary dagger key.
Nice.
I'm not mad that we have keys.
They're free.
I just didn't want to pay the sticker price for them.
Right. But free is good.
Free is good.
So those are my nerd things right now. Another thing we talk about top of show is, what are you currently drinking?
I am Oh, well, I mean, it's been... we've been experiencing heat wave this week.
Right. Okay, Canada is not always ice. We basically just go from one extreme to another, and we've been having a crazy heat wave.
Yes, it's been above 30 degrees Celsius mm-hmm. all week.
Above 35 degrees Celsius for most of it.
Most of it, yeah. Which, that's like in the 90s in freedom degrees, I believe. So, yeah, it's been warm. And we've been drinking lots of summery type beverages, mm-hmm. but today I have Splash Vodka Soda.
Ooh.
And that's the French side. So I'm going to turn that so I can actually read it. Mixed berry.
Oh, okay.
petit fruits is apparently
Doesn't that
mixed...
mean small fruit?
Yeah.
That's not, okay, sure. And I am drinking another iced coffee. That you made me.
You are welcome.
Yes, thank you. I really like it. It's like my favorite thing right now.
I'm like a iced coffee chef supreme
now.
It's
true. It is true. And you're going to hear ice cubes clinking. I'm going to try and keep that to a minimum. But you may have heard that last episode, because I did.
Yum, yum, yum.
Yum, yum, yum. Another thing we always talk about top of show is just quick, spoiler-free gut reaction to the fourth episode of Loki. What did
we
you
talk
think?
About the fourth episode of Loki at the top
every
of
time,
every show?
Every time, yeah.
Wild.
Because time is irrelevant.
Well, I almost thought you were going to say time is fleeting there for a second, but that's completely different subject matter. Yes, anyway... yeah, fourth episode of Loki might be my favorite Disney Plus episode ever yet so
Even
far.
More than Mandalorian?
Yeah.
Wow. Because when you said before, you said Marvel. But that, now you're thinking more than Mandalorian.
Yeah, there are some really good episodes of Mandalorian, so that one's a little tougher. Definitely of the Marvel shows, for sure, but it was good.
It was really, really, really good. I, like... audibly reacted to different things in there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, no.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you haven't watched it yet, you might want to get to it, because, yeah, there's a lot of...
There's a lot.
This one's the first episode that the spoilers are actually a thing,
yeah,
so...
Yeah, and a big thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it was awesome. Oh, my goodness, we only have two episodes left. Okay, and then that brings us to the news. Disney A News Update. Few news items this week. Fireworks are back.
Pew, pew, pew.
Wait.
That's the sound of fireworks.
Oh, okay. I thought it was the sound of stormtroopers missing their target.
Maybe that's what fireworks are.
Maybe,
I don't know.
Maybe.
I don't know. I don't set off fireworks, so it's a mystery to me.
Yeah. So the first and the fourth is when they were coming back in each of the parks. And then they kind of had a soft opening fireworks in Disneyland a little early, which was kind of cool. There's other news with fireworks is the preamble about, like, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, has been changed. They basically took that out.
They're like, hey, you
people. Human beings. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, inclusivity is good.
Yeah, inclusivity is good. I always struggle with this one because when I talk to my class, I always say, ladies and gentlemen, I'm trying, like, audibly to stop myself from saying that.
Yeah.
So I now say something like folks or something like that. When you teach elementary, you can be like, hey, third graders. Yeah. You don't really do that with, hey, 16 to 18 year olds. You know what I mean?
Hey, English nerds.
But yeah, so I thought that was interesting.
No.
Anyway, that when it came back, they came back with that change.
That sort of thing isn't directed at me, so I don't have an opinion on it.
Yeah.
Because I don't need to.
And right, there you go.
That's part of my privilege, so
yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, exactly. So I thought that was interesting anyway, that it came back with that change. Basically, we have a whole lot of parks news.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's kind of what's going on right now.
Yeah, it's because it's awesome.
Yeah.
Disneyland Hotel is reopened.
Cool.
Mm-hmm. Mickey's PhilharMagic was announced. It's going to receive its first update ever. There's a new Coco scene coming to both the Disney World and Disneyland versions. And it's going to feature the song Un Poco Loco.
That's a crazy chicken.
It's not Pollo.
Oh. It should be.
That's awesome. I'm just going to call it the Crazy Chicken song now.
Yeah. What does poco mean?
A little.
Oh, just a little crazy.
Yeah, a little crazy. Un poco is like little
Maybe
bit.
It's a little crazy chicken.
A little crazy chicken.
Poco pollo. Or would it be Pollo Poco? I don't know. I'm not good at Spanish, evidently.
It's Pollo Poco. I would assume. I don't know Spanish very well, but it would be un Pollo Poco because you do the adjective after the noun. Typically.
Right, which is the
so like if I
the
would,
weird thing about Spanish for us as English
well weird
speaker,
yeah. Whereas everyone would say we're weird
yeah oh no English is
weird. Is so weird.
That's why I said as English
as
speakers.
Yes so that's cool, that's opening, and that is the song. We've only seen Coco
one time a long time ago now.
They do
like when
a
it
little,
first came out
yeah they do like a competition to try and get close, like when they do a little competition and everyone's doing like that Remember Me song. He's like, no, let's do something different. And they do like a song that gets the audience going, and it's Un Poco Loco.
Is this after they're dead?
This is, yeah.
Okay. I don't remember.
Okay. So that's kind of exciting because it's the first official update that they're getting. And it's kind of cool that now it's not only, I mean, we're getting lots of news of things opening, but also like it's not just opening. We're actually making some changes. We're doing some different things. It's more like normal news, I guess.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Cool.
Yeah. And so, speaking of things opening, single rider lines are starting to return to Disneyland Resort. What would you say would be the best attractions to get to use single rider on, do you think?
Oh, I mean, that's generally your big thrill rides, which this is big news for me because single rider lines are great. Both times I've gone to Disneyland and Disney World, I absolutely abused the heck out of single rider lines because I like the big thrill rides, and they usually have long lines, but the single rider line gets you on there real quick, like when you're by yourself, or even if you're not by yourself, you can you can hang out with someone in the single rider line as long as you don't mind not riding with them.
Yeah, and sometimes you do end up riding.
Often you do, but if you don't expect it, then it's fine.
It's like a nice bonus.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I know when we were there, my family was there at the same time as you and your dad. You guys basically just went one single rider line to the next.
Yeah,
I
mean, like, Big Thunder is a really good one. Space Mountain, I don't remember as much. Maybe it's not as good. It probably works okay. And then California Screamin' / Incredicoaster is a really good one. Yeah.
So the two first ones that opened was Space Mountain on the Disneyland Resort side and Radiator Springs Racers on the California
Adventure.
That one
has a huge line, so I don't... I mean, I've never ridden it, and I don't know how many riders fit in
Not tons.
Yeah, so it might be a family group and then plus one, which it makes it a little more awkward for single rider, because you're, like, infringing on their ride picture and stuff, but I don't know.
I always felt that way on, did you ever ride, no, you wouldn't have ridden on the old Splash Mountain with the specific number of seats, because it used to be 6 seats per the logs for Splash Mountain, and I'm from a family of 6, and so that worked really well. And then they changed it, and sometimes, you know, they fit random people in and things like that. But I remember, like, looping Splash Mountain with my family to get, like, good ride pictures. That wouldn't work really well with a single rider thrown in there.
Yeah. Especially if they, like, look absolutely miserable going down the hill.
Oh, freaking loud. This girl in front of me keeps singing loudly. It was me. Freaking mini ears in the picture. No one can see us dancing to that. I don't know why we're doing it.
I don't know.
And then the last news item, there is another new meet and greet at Avengers Campus. I love how they keep changing this up to, like, react with what's going on with the MCU and whatnot.
I don't know how they're going to be able to keep this up, though, because, like, there's not that many Marvel things coming out.
Oh, wait.
It's
so funny, because there's so many.
Yeah.
That was the joke.
That's the joke.
There's a new white suit Black Widow meet and greet that's at Avengers Campus. This is, of course, in honor of the new Black Widow movie.
Does she do the pose?
I hope she does the pose. Isn't that an amazing little mini trailer, teaser trailer, isn't it?
It was like from the TV spot or something. Or her sister's making fun of her for being a poser.
She's like, what do you do? What pose? And she gets up, does the look up.
That made me legitimately laugh out loud. So
I did too.
Yeah.
I'm so excited. We will be seeing this
soon. We got our tickets. We got our tickets for Black Widow.
This will be the first movie we see in theaters since the pandemic. I was trying to think what the last one we would have seen is. I can't remember.
Like, first new movie, because we did.
Yes.
We did go to some old classics in the summertime when things were a little bit more last summer.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, the first new, brand spanking new movie that we are going to. What the heck would have been our last one?
I can't even
think
of
it.
In the before times. It was so long ago.
Did we see anything in February? Did we see anything in January? I don't remember.
I don't remember either. I don't know. We'd have to look. But this is exciting. This is very exciting to me.
Yes.
All right, so before we go to our main topic, let's do a little bit of a commercial break for our friends listening to us on Magic of the Mouse Radio.
Let's do it. Ads are cool sometimes, like the one for Black Widow.
It's true. I'm going to pose.
Okay, ads. Disney Plus and chill.
Okay, why am I still posing?
I don't know.
Like we said, top of show, we're talking summertime. In summer. Okay. So what we've done is we've picked 10 Disney movies that are very summery.
You picked.
I picked 10 Disney movies that are very summery.
I told you to. So,
yes.
Yeah, the theory here is we're going to talk about 10 Disney movies that have a bit of a something linking it to summer somehow.
Yes.
Some way. And normally about this time, we'd actually be doing the NHL draft. Usually.
It's true.
They're still playing hockey.
Yeah.
Right now.
Weird year.
Yes. Very strange year as the last 18 months have been.
Who knows what'll happen Monday evening.
Yeah. So I think it's going to be over then. Anyway. not disappointed about that. But yes, we're going to do our first ever Disney A draft.
That's true. And we'll see how this goes.
Yes.
I'm excited about it.
Okay. So yeah, what we're going to do is... Yep. You're going to pick first. I'm going to give you the first overall pick.
No, I was hoping you'd get the first overall pick. Okay. I can do it, though. I can do this.
I'm just being gentlemanly. You get the first pick. That's supposed to be a good thing.
Yeah, but I haven't thought of this. I was going to react.
You just pick your favorite.
Okay. So.
And then I will pick, and then we'll go to round two, and you'll pick again. Normally, it'd be fair to do a snake draft, but I don't want us to be both picking, like, two in a row.
Right.
Yeah.
Do we want to run through the 10 options first?
Sure. Yep.
Okay. So this is in no particular order.
Yep.
This is...
The 10 you picked.
10 I picked. And I tried to pick a variety of, like, some animated, some live action, Pixar animations, Disney Animation Studios. So we have a bit of a variety is the idea here.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Little Mermaid, Moana, Lilo and Stitch, Finding Nemo, Muppet Treasure Island, The Parent Trap, The Sandlot, Luca, A Goofy Movie, and Frozen.
Frozen.
Those are our 10.
Frozen.
It technically takes place during the summer. It just happens to snow. And also, it has the best summertime moment.
Yes. No, I was just reacting like someone might react. But I agree. Oh. I agree that this is a summer movie.
Yes, yeah. I agree. And let's just...
Even though it was on our Christmas episode as well.
Yes, that's fine. And you argued with me saying technically it's a summer movie.
I did, yes.
And then The Parent Trap, doesn't matter which one. Because the story is basically the same.
Yes.
Whether you're going Hayley Mills or Lindsay Lohan. My favorite's Hayley Mills. Yours is Lindsay Lohan because I've only seen the Hayley Mills one and you've only seen the Lindsay Lohan
one.
Yeah.
So, yeah, favorite's a little strong word there, but sure.
But we're combining them together, so it doesn't matter which Parent Trap. Okay?
Cool.
All right. So I'm going to get the first overall pick. So are we going for, like, most summary or just, like, best?
At the end, you're going to have your team of five and
okay.
I'm going to have my team of five and then we have to... argue who's got the better team.
I like it. All right, yeah. I'm going first. I'm going Little Mermaid.
Ugh. that's a good first overall pick.
Of course
yeah?
it is. Mm-hmm. It is the only one from this list that's part of the Disney Renaissance.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep.
You want to talk a little bit more about Little Mermaid?
It has the...
Makes you feel summery about it?
Well, first of all, we're going best overall, like I said, Disney Renaissance. It is the only one that has an official Disney princess in it.
Mm-hmm.
The entire thing takes place, like, in the ocean or around the ocean. Most of the soundtrack is perfect summertime Disney music. Like, Sebastian singing Under the Sea is just fantastic. And
well,
even...
those steel drums make you feel like
that's
summer.
100%.
I'm not supposed to be helping your
creepy.
Argument.
But even when she's up on land, right? Mm-hmm. And they're having their, like, day in the square where he takes her around. And she's, and even in the, like, floating in the lagoon and everything, that's very summertime vibes to me. And some of these get repeated in other Disney movies, like Tangled does that, you know, things like that. But for a movie that takes place about at least half, if not more, under the sea, literally, that's gotta be a summertime movie.
Yeah, no, I think that's a worthy first overall pick for.
Plus, she spends most of the time in a bikini, so that's summery.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. This is tough. Mm-hmm. This is a tough.
That's
one.
That's because I already won.
I don't know. That's a good first pick. Okay. Yep. So with the second overall pick, mm-hmm. I will be proud to select a newcomer to the Disney family.
Yeah.
Moana.
Okay. Uh-huh. Yeah. That's a really good summer pick.
Yes. Yeah, so. Like, you say Little Mermaid's the only official Disney princess, but I'm pretty sure Moana's getting...
Yeah, she's on her way.
Getting in there. The music's pretty good.
Yep, I love it.
It has one of the best villain songs.
Shiny.
I love that song, and The Rock does a great job as well.
So good.
And You're Welcome, My Love, is mm-hmm. as a song. And it's also very... entwined in the sea and things like that. Yep. Makes me feel like summertime. I want to go to the beach and play in the waves.
Because that...
Maybe not get drowned like they almost do repeatedly, but...
Yeah, but the ocean is her friend. It saves her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Does it call you? Like, it calls her?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, like, so you identify with that.
Absolutely do identify mm-hmm. with that. I love the water. Like, mm-hmm. I can feel my blood pressure just go down whenever I'm close to a nice body of water. So, yeah, I like Moana.
Yep, that's a really good one. And really strong second option. You're making my next choice hard, actually, because I think Moana's... excellent. Mm-hmm. In fact, I think I like that movie more than you did.
Oh, you absolutely do like that movie more than I did, mm-hmm. but it's very summery.
Super summery. Yeah. Super summery.
And I liked it. Like, don't get me wrong. I liked it.
Oh, yes. That's just if we're saying mm-hmm. we liked it more, that's all. Yeah, good, really good choice. So not to go... Man, this is hard. okay. So I'm really torn here between picking like one of the movies that I love or one of the movies that's just super summery. I'm going to go for a super summery one. I'm going to go Lilo and Stitch.
Okay.
Takes place on Hawaii, for heaven's sake. Mm-hmm. They spend They spend a quantity of time surfing, and David works at a luau. Lilo and Stitch, like, it's a bit of a hipster favorite.
Yeah.
I don't find it as important to me as I know a lot of people do. I know my students rant and rave at me when I'm like, Stitch is okay.
Yeah, no, Stitch is super popular these days. Holy
yeah,
cow.
Yeah, like half the merch anywhere I go is Winnie the Pooh and the other half is Stitch and Winnie the Pooh wins. It is super, super summery. Elvis music makes me think all the time of summertime.
He's got some good summer tunes,
yeah,
for
and
sure.
That's most
yeah.
of the soundtrack is, again, very summery. Mm-hmm. Also, I think that it has one of the most underrated Disney characters in any movie, which is Lilo's older sister, Nani.
Yeah, yeah. She's a pretty cool character.
She's
for
super
sure,
cool.
For sure, yeah.
Yeah. And, I just think it's incredibly summery, and it means a lot to a lot of people, and it has the whole concept of family, and it's just very sweet and endearing, and that's my pick.
Okay. So, fourth overall, I have to go with Finding Nemo.
Mm.
I don't like this movie. Like, it's not in the upper echelon of Pixar for me, like it is for some people.
Yep.
But the animation and the depictions of the Great Barrier Reef are just absolutely incredible. And, like, snorkeling in the summertime is, like, one of my favorite pastimes. So they got that absolutely bang on. Mm-hmm. All the sea life and everything is beautifully animated. Like, Little Mermaid makes Under the Sea look cool, but... like, yeah. Finding Nemo makes it look realistic and cool.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah.
Plus, it has the turtles.
Yeah.
I love the turtles.
The turtles are awesome. We've gone snorkeling with turtles before.
Yes, several times.
And it's pretty cool.
Sea turtles have a special place. I even have a tattoo of a sea turtle.
You do?
Yeah. I love sea turtles. Really, really good choice. Yeah. And beautiful.
And, if I was going to go to Australia, I would want to be in the sea because there are no spiders there.
Also fair. Crabs are fine. They're different.
Yeah. Crabs and lobsters are, they're in that same family, but...
Different. Okay, I'm going to go for one that I've talked about many times on this show. A Goofy movie.
Okay, yeah, I figured. Okay.
I was torn between it last time, but I'm going to go a Goofy movie.
I kind of wanted to steal it from you, but...
I figured you would. Okay, oh man, when you're just talking summer movies, you have to talk a Goofy movie. It's not quite... The other ones that we talked about are quite oceany. This one here is more like camping and a road trip. Hey, we're going camping and on road trip this summer.
Yeah, no, it's summer break from school, and it's a summer road trip, and it is basically what we would do in the summertime.
Yeah.
Exactly. That is cool.
Has fantastic music, very, very 90s pop, which makes me super happy, and it is a million times better than it probably has any right to be.
Well, you just rewatched it recently.
I did.
I was not actively watching it. I was sitting behind you on the computer,
right,
watching over your shoulder, just a little, overhearing a little bit. And yeah, it is better than it should be.
Yeah.
It doesn't deserve to be that good, but it is.
it's awesome.
It's pretty.
Yeah, it's like heartfelt.
Pretty good.
Music, and just, it's super fun.
Like, it taps into that classic goofy, clumsy aspect, but it's like got a heartwarming family message.
Exactly.
And some decent songs going on.
Yeah,
and,
very 90s pop happy. Yeah. Yep, I enjoyed it a lot. Okay, so that's my pick, Goofy movie.
Okay, well, so this is all, like, kind of sports-themed with the draft format, and, I'm gonna have to snap up the Sandlot.
I was wondering how much longer that was gonna last, because, oh, man.
I can't let you take the Sandlot from me.
It was gonna go, I'll tell you that.
Baseball's not my favorite sport, but it probably has the best sports movies, by a long shot.
Yeah.
So, this is one of them. This might be one of the best kids sports movies.
If it's not, I think it is the best. I can't think of another one.
I don't think so.
Really hard pressed.
The Sandlot's great, and it's kids in the summer and having a great time.
Yep.
And yeah, no, it's summer. It's summer.
It totally is summer.
Yeah.
Yep. All right. I'm going to go for a new addition to the list.
The newest.
The newest, as in like... a couple weeks or a week. I'm going for Luca. A couple summers ago, we've talked about this before, but we got to spend some time in Italy, and I am in love with Italy. I'm pretty sure I'm supposed to be living there.
Yeah.
And on the Italian coast is just everything that I love about everything. Like, it has the best food and scenery, and the ocean is there, but the history is there, and it just makes me incredibly happy. And... the scenery in this movie basically can transport me right back to Italy, sitting on the steps, eating gelato, and it's just perfect.
They did a fantastic job animating that little Italian town.
Totally.
That's exactly what, like, Sorrento or Capri, all those little seaside Italian towns that look exactly like that. Like, it looks exaggerated, but that's what it looks like.
I know. Where were we? It was Venice, of all places. And we were wandering through, like, the back street of a back street of a back alley of a back street. And we came across this little square. And as we're there, we had to look around because we're like, are they filming a movie or something here? Because this does not look real. There were kids playing soccer with little old Italian ladies yelling at each other with the hand gestures while their husband sat on a bench eating gelato. And I'm like, this does not seem real. That would be the equivalent of like coming into Canada and seeing a hockey game with like
lumberjacks. Yeah, and a
with
moose.
Like a moose wandering. So sometimes that actually happens, but this is like everywhere. So I'm definitely going to go Luca. Plus, you have, again, the ocean and things like that right there. So
It's the modern Little Mermaid.
It's true. It really is.
So, yeah, you got it.
Brennan, if she was a mermaid, he's a sea monster. It is totally different.
Oh, yes. And they definitely don't both want to be where the people are.
Okay.
And they didn't have a collection of people stuff.
But isn't it neat?
Yeah.
It's totally different, Brandon.
I guess Ariel didn't want a Vespa.
Right, exactly.
But if she had seen one, she probably would have
wanted one. She wanted a Dinglehopper instead.
Yeah. Hmm.
Okay.
Vespa's better.
All right, what's yours? Getting tough.
It is getting tough. We're getting down to the nitty-gritty, and it's going to be sad for the last one picked that I'm going to be forced to take.
Yep.
Like being picked last for the dodgeball team. But I mean,
like you would know what that was like.
There's no like terrible
choices. None of these are terrible.
On this list. So, but I am going to dip in and take Frozen.
You are? Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Not the first thing that comes to mind for a summer movie.
No, if we were doing this for winter movies, it would also be high on the list for winter movies.
But, like we said, it does take place in summer.
It technically does.
And it has one of the best Disney movie songs about summer.
Yeah.
Olaf singing about summer is very summery, and for that reason, I want it on my team.
Good choice. That is one of my favorite little animation pieces from Disney in a long time, and it's fantastic. And I know it's overdone, and I don't care. I love it.
Yeah, that's the only thing you can knock Frozen for is that it got played too much. Everything
it was too popular.
Yeah. Well, that's a dumb argument. I always say that's a dumb argument.
I think so too. Okay. Oh, this is tough for me. This is really tough for me. I'm gonna go. I'm gonna go Muppet Treasure Island. Basically, at the end of the day, I love the Muppets. And I used to love this movie when I was younger. I loved all the original Muppet movies, of course, and I really, really liked this one. I watched it again. I was in a panto through a local theater group here of Treasure Island, and I watched it again for fun. And I was like, wow, that did not age as well as I thought it did.
Yeah, it's not even like a quarter of the way. It cannot even carry the bags of Muppet's Christmas Carol
that came
out right before it.
It's true. It's true.
Tim Curry did very well.
He did.
Mm-hmm. As Long John Silver, but the writing suffers, and it's just not as charming.
This one, it's true. Muppet Christmas Carol is, well, if you listen to our Christmas one, that is what I think is probably the best Christmas movie ever. And this one, like you said, came right after. I mean, they did have The Loss of Jim Henson before this one. And after this, they moved to like direct to video, straight up little, like really geared towards little kids. And the Muppets were never that to begin with. They were geared more for kids could watch, but there was adult content. There was adult content as well. Not like inappropriate, just that it appealed to that audience. And this one is the one where you can really tell the shift. Tim Curry is awesome in it, and the Muppets are fantastic, and it has some really super fun moments, and just I loved it as a kid. But you know, it doesn't have the charm of the older ones, but it does have a lot of nostalgia for me. And at the end of the day, the Muppets are always awesome, full stop.
Yeah. Period. Oh, yeah. No, the Muppets are great.
And I do like Miss Piggy does get a couple little one-liners in there. You know the story. I was a lady. He was a pirate.
The Muppets. Well, that means I get to proudly select with the 10th overall pick, The Parent Trap, which is actually two movies for the price of one.
It's
so
true.
That's kind of a win in my book.
You know what? And The Parent Trap is awesome.
I have not seen it in a long time, but I saw the Lindsay Lohan version, and it was better than it had any right to be as well. It's a very summery movie because it's at summer camp.
Yeah.
And, like, it's cheesy and silly and whatever, like, that kind of movie is, but I thought it was well done, and I enjoyed it when I watched it, and I don't know, I'm sure the original is the same.
I've watched the original several times. I love it. I like Hayley Mills and all of those movies she did during that time period. Very 60s. She was in all the Disney movies, basically.
Yeah, yeah.
And this one was probably my favorite of hers. It was really fun. Very summertime movie. And did you ever go to summer camp like that?
No. We don't have like regular summer camps.
Not like
here.
That.
We only have Bible camps.
Well, I went to when I was in high school. But it does, it is very, very summery. You know, they go canoeing on the lake and they have the cabins of girls giggling. And
I always wanted to go to those, summer camp like that. But yeah, no, it was just not available to me. So kind of sad. So yeah, that's probably why I like movies like that is because I want like, oh, that looks really cool to go into a camp and go into a bunk and go to the mess hall and...
Definitely did that. And then you had the certain ones where this meal you had to eat in reverse. So you had your dessert first and then going down. Or this one you couldn't eat with utensils.
I would have loved that sort of thing. The closest thing I got to experience that was some like sleepovers with when I was in the Beavers, which is one step below Scouts.
Right.
So,
well, because I did camps with Girl Guides and Brownies and stuff. Very much the same. Same idea. No. Okay, so we have our teams picked.
Yeah.
All right. So let's just go through. I just wanted to run through the order, just to review of the order in which they were picked. Okay.
Yeah. Well, how about you list your team?
Oh, okay.
And which number that you picked.
All right.
And
so
then
sort of
I'll
overall.
List my team and what number I picked them at. And then we can
see who's going to win.
Debate which one is the best and why
mine?
It's mine.
Mine. All right, so mine was, I had, in order, Little Mermaid, Lilo and Stitch, A Goofy Movie, Luca, and then Muppet Treasure Island. All right?
Okay.
And mine is the best for many reasons.
Well, I mean, first of all, you did get the first overall
pick. I did.
Pick as
and
I'm just saying.
Made the right pick,
I would say. Yeah, no, definitely.
Yeah, you would agree that that's the right
pick. Do you want me to hear my team?
I do.
Okay. So, second overall, I took Moana.
Mm-hmm.
Fourth overall, I took Finding Nemo.
Yep.
Sixth overall, I took The Sandlot. Eighth overall, I took Frozen. And then 10th overall, I took The Parent Trap.
All right. Why do you think your team is the
well,
best?
I think they're filled with scrappy underdogs, really. They were always the second best choice in their given round. Like, you got Moana, which is, like, new Disney awesomeness.
She really is.
You even have a Moana swimsuit.
I do have a Moana swimsuit. And a Lilo one, quite frankly.
Yeah, that's true. Like, I've got stuff that appeals to boys with Finding Nemo and stuff that appeals to girls, like Frozen. And, I mean, I also have more movies than you, because I got 2-for-1 deal on my number 10 pick. So, really, I got 6 movies to your 5. That's probably a win right there.
You would think that, except mine are so awesome.
Mm.
You might have a new scrappy awesomeness wrapped up in Moana, but I have the original scrappy awesomeness with Ariel from Little Mermaid. If Triton got upset with all your little Finding Nemo guys right there, they're done. I have original awesome with Little Mermaid. I know there were female characters before that, but she was the first one that was, like, doing something about it. She wasn't just passive or anything. So we have awesome that way. She is a mermaid, for heaven's sakes. How do you get more ocean-y than that? You have Lilo and Stitch, where you have, again, appealing to different groups. And I had a student who said Stitch is just a potato.
Which is what we call our cat.
Yes, yeah, who's right here. Hi.
Yes. We said potato and he looked up.
Yeah. So you have aliens. You have little girls who feed fish peanut butter sandwiches. You have actual mermaids. You have the king of the oceans. Then we have, moving on, A Goofy Movie. You have father and son, heartfelt. You have Bigfoot. You've, like, how are you not winning with all this whole team that I've got going on here?
It's not who can win in a fight.
Yeah, no, it's just winning, who's winning in awesomeness.
Sounds like you're trying to argue that you're not going to have a fight. That's not in a good summer spirit.
All of these different aspects of summer rolled into one team, whether it is road tripping, camping, surfing, you've got under the sea, you have little ocean towns, whether it is from The Little Mermaid or Luca. It encompasses the whole globe. And then, if any of that isn't enough to convince you, we've got pirates coming in.
Yeah, you do have Tim Curry on your team.
Right? I think Tim Curry automatically wins.
Well, considering I had to bring that up, I don't know if
no,
you're
I think
very
it
good
automatically
at this debate.
Wins.
Anyway,
Tim Curry just wins everything. Tim Curry is a force unto himself.
I will concede, and probably only because I gave you the first pick, but you probably won as soon as you picked Little Mermaid, honestly.
Whoever picks Little Mermaid wins.
Yeah. We only got a team of five here. It's not like hockey where you got a whole 22 people on the the team. And so it's more like basketball where the best player wins. And,
and it's Little Mermaid.
Little Mermaid's your Michael Jordan.
It's true. But you know what?
In this case.
You had Moana, and Moana's really awesome.
Yeah.
Nah.
She's more like LeBron James, I guess.
It's true.
Good, but not...
Not Michael
not
Jordan.
The GOAT.
Yeah, fair.
Yeah.
Fair. So, were we happy with our teams overall?
I'm pretty happy with what I was able to cobble together with the second pick in each round. I think,
hey,
I think
the
my
one who
team
gave
is,
it to me.
My team is respectable, and yep. I will stand by them.
You do have the Sandlot if you're speaking about Scrappy.
Exactly. Yeah. Scrappy
underdogs.
You
got the
underdogs.
Only sports ones here.
I did.
Yeah.
And I don't know. Sometimes you got to play the game. Not always. The best team doesn't always win either.
That's true. Yeah. I did want to shout out a few other summertime shows, movies slash things.
Slash things.
Phineas and Ferb is super summery.
Yeah, the whole series. Well, I mean, the concept of the series is that they're on their summer break and they are filling the days with inventing random stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I was thinking about that doing this list, and I almost put them in there, but I was like, oh, no, let's just stick to movies.
Yeah. No, Phineas and Ferb is great. Yeah. I love that show.
It's so good. And then there were just a few that either neither of us had seen or you hadn't seen and or aren't particularly good. And that was Teen Beach Movie, Camp Rock, and High School Musical 2 are all very summery as well. And they didn't make the list of top 10.
Teen Beach Movie just sounds...
Made up?
Yeah.
But it's not. It's on Disney Plus. We could watch it tonight.
That sounds like someone was sitting in a boardroom and was like, what are we going to do for the youths?
Hello, fellow children.
Yeah. Teen Beach Movie. Sold. Let's do it. Yeah, no, I'm glad that wasn't on the list because that I would have been stuck with it at number 10.
Sure would have.
Yeah, and definitely have not seen Camp Rock and Roll. Mm-hmm. I'm not a Jonas fan. No. And I
have seen High School Musical too.
I have not seen High School Musicals either.
I'm going to watch them in front of you.
Zac Efron, since then, has actually been kind of good.
Yeah, like, he is.
Well, like, he's done some funny stuff.
Yeah.
Like, he's better than just a dumb teen movie.
It's probably better
dude.
Than you'd expect.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. Maybe I'll watch High School Musical, like, ironically, one day.
I think, so this was your idea. It's your own fault. We're going to have an episode where we sit and we watch all of these types of movies and then do an episode talking about them.
Yeah, some cheesy Disney movies like High School Musical.
From that era, because there's always been
like
cheesy Disney
cheesy
movies.
Cheesy 2000s
yeah, exactly.
Disney movies. Yeah, exactly. Okay. I wanted to say some more classic
yeah.
Disney movies that
didn't
make me think of summer
okay.
as well.
Mm-hmm.
Lion King.
Lion King's, yeah.
I mean, it's Africa, so it's not, like, summer, but the climate and all that makes me think of summer, and he basically goes on, like, a really long summer break when he's
it's true.
Hakuna Matata-ing,
mm-hmm.
And that's what I think of as summertime, is like, yeah, you don't have any worries, and now that we're adults, we do, but back in the day, summertime meant no worries.
Yeah.
And you could just hang out and do whatever you wanted. So I think Lion King is very summery. And
I think so too.
It probably should have been on this list, but I don't know.
Probably.
You made a good list. And
yeah,
then,
I was trying to get it more of a variety.
And then the other one is mostly because of the location.
Mm-hmm.
Aladdin.
Oh,
makes
yep.
me think of summer as well.
Yep.
Just all the flowing clothing and sand dunes mm-hmm. and stuff. I'm like, yeah, that's kind of summery. I know that it's because of the location
yep.
where it's located and
yep.
and stuff like that. But yeah, summary.
Both of
me.
Those things do seem very summary mm-hmm. to me as well. Plus, I mean, you have any of those things where we're going on an adventure is very summary to me. And I do agree. Hakuna Matata is still my motto every summer.
Yeah.
No worries. So yeah, no, those are very good ones. I probably should have added them to the list, but I didn't. So, oh well.
What can you do?
Anything to add before trivia?
No, I think that's a good little draft. I think that was fun. We might be able to do that again sometime.
I like that. Yeah, sometimes we rank, sometimes we argue.
Just different ways to talk about things. It's fun.
Mostly I like arguing with you about different things, so it works well. So that was a good idea.
Well, usually Canada Day is free agency. Mm-hmm. The draft usually takes place before that.
Okay, so free agency, I guess.
I want to say, maybe not. I don't remember. It's been so long since it's been normal.
Uh-huh. All right, well, that takes us to trivia, and I have some trivia for you related to these movies.
Oh, goody.
Yes. I've got three questions for you, and I tried to pick like a little bit of variety based on three of these movies. So question number one. In The Little Mermaid, do you know what the names are of Ursula's pet eels?
She like says it once. No, I don't remember. It's like, I'm sure they're cool names. It's like Pain and Ruin or something like that. I don't know.
Okay. You clearly do not know every word to Poor Unfortunate Souls.
No.
Including the spell. Okay, question number two. In Lilo and Stitch, the character of Cobra Bubbles, which is an awesome name, is voiced by Ving Rhames.
Ving Rhames, yeah.
Okay. And is designed after a character he played in a Quentin Tarantino movie. What was the movie?
Pulp Fiction. I'm picturing the character I didn't know was played by Ving Rhames in Lilo and Stitch, and it seems very similar to the character from Pulp Fiction. So, yeah, sure. I don't know. That's interesting trivia.
And number three, the musician Powerline, who Max is obsessed with in a Goofy movie, is based on an amalgamation of three real-life musicians. Just name one of them.
Well, considering I only watched this movie over your shoulder, but it's like, it's kind of like Prince and Michael Jackson put together. So I don't know what the third one would be.
Well, you just have to name one of them.
Yeah, so. But there's definitely huge Prince vibes, and I'm pretty sure he had a sparkly glove going on. So also Michael Jackson, like just big pop, cool pop guys.
Actually, there's a fourth one. So like the character itself is based on three, but then the outfit was based on a different one as well. So I would have accepted any one of those four. Cool.
Yeah. Alrighty. Well, that's our show for today. Thanks to El Mule, who is responsible for the awesome custom theme song you heard at the top of the show. You can find a link to his work at our website, disneya.wixsite.com/podcast. And you can also find us on social media. Our Instagram account is @DisneyAPodcast, Facebook @DisneyA, and Twitter @DisneyAPodcast. You can also find Disney A episodes on your favorite streaming platforms, which you're probably listening to one right now, unless you're on Magic the Mouse Radio.
Yeah, which is also awesome.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Which would include Apple Podcast, Amazon Podcast, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and many more. You can listen to our newest episodes on our new YouTube channel as well, Adventures A.
Guess what?
What?
There's going to be actual videos soon.
Yeah, we're getting ready, so we have enough to keep her going.
Yeah, we're good, and we're going to have some adventures, so we're going to be posting those soon.
We're going on an adventure.
Yeah,
so that's exciting. Yeah, and also, please review our podcast, especially on Apple Podcasts.
Yes.
And subscribe. And if you know someone else who might like to listen to this podcast, be sure to recommend Disney A to them. You can also listen to Disney A episodes on Magic of the Mouse Radio, Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 3:30 p.m. Eastern. You can also listen to Magic of the Mouse Radio on Live365, MyTuner Radio, Radio Garden, and other radio station apps. You can listen to sounds and music of Disneyland on Magic of the Mouse Radio.
Yay! They're doing a bunch of different stuff on there in honor of the fireworks coming back. They've been posting the whole fireworks music and everything like that.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah. That's one thing that Disney does very well with their fireworks is, like, syncing it to music and stuff.
It's all the emotions.
Yeah. Like you can fire off fireworks, and it's kind of cool to see explosions in the air, but, like, having the whole experience, it's another level of art kind of thing. So that, yeah, no, that is very cool. And then you can join us next week when we chat about Black Widow,
yes!
And in honor of Black Widow,
excited!
Some awesome Disney heroines.
Yes.
I think that's going to be the bulk of it, because we don't want to spoil anything for Black Widow.
We're going to be spoiler free.
Yeah.
But we're just going to talk, we might talk about her as a character, but not like about the movie or anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some historical stuff of Black Widow.
Exactly. So don't be like afraid to listen if you haven't seen the movie. Yeah. We won't go into spoilers.
It's not going to be about the movie. It's going to be about her as a character.
Yeah, exactly. And other awesome.
Bring in some cool ladies from other Disney
movies.
Yeah,
and we're not quite sure how we're going to do that yet. So if you have a favorite Disney heroine that you're like, you better be talking about this person, make sure you message us on any of the stuff that Brandon said earlier.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm Brandon.
And I'm Krista, and until the next adventure, TTFN, ta-ta for now. Thanks for listening to Disney AF. Muppets always win everything in my world.
Yeah, except you took them right at the end.
Yeah, well...
Okay.